Hi, I'm Sherry Yard,
the Los Angeles Advisory Board for Careers Through Culinary Arts Program. When I want the absolute best in Food 411, I listen to the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. And we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. One little program note. Unusually, next Saturday, the Anaheim Ducks are playing in Eastern Canada. They're going to be up in Ottawa playing the Senators. And a very, very early game. So we're stepping aside for Ducks hockey, but no worries. We will be back with a full show on the 5th, but just don't want you tuning in and wondering, why is this hockey game on? Just about a year ago, a new organization was formed in Los Angeles of women restaurateurs and chefs to do good works in the community and network. And they put on a wonderful 10-day festival called 10 Days of Regarding Her. It was so successful that they're going to be doing it again in March. One of the organizers of the festival and also a member of Regarding Her is a second-generation local restaurateur, that being Sylvie Gabrielle, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show. She has the wonderful Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach. Since we haven't talked to Sylvie in quite a while, I thought it was a good idea to get her back on the show, find out what's going on at Love and Salt, challenges in the restaurant business right now, and also dealing with the city council in Manhattan Beach. But I think Sylvie prevailed in that particular struggle, and we'll also find out about Regarding Her, and it is a pleasure to welcome Sylvie Gabrielle back to the show. Sylvie, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Andy. Always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you for having me again.
Of course. Now, Sylvie, let's catch our listeners up on trying to run a restaurant in Manhattan Beach. Some of the city council people thought it was a wonderful idea in the early part of this year to get rid of the sidewalk dining that, you know, chefs and restaurateurs had come out of everything and everything was peachy keen again. And, you know, we really didn't need those outside seating. And of course, I'm saying that definitely sarcastically. And, you know, you and your fellow restaurateurs that had outside sidewalk seating, you know, fortunately, you banded together, and it wasn't looking good at a certain point that they were going to rescind this. You know, they were going to take it all out and then consider bringing it back at some point in the future. And boy, we know what that means. And you know, some point in the future, Sylvie, when you're dealing with city government, that's a real unknown. Give us the good news of what happened.
So the good news is that the city council heard, you know, our cry for help, really, and they turned back the decision to keep the outdoor deck, really, until the California emergency order has been lifted. So that was a real, I mean, the city council has been really great over the last couple of years. I really need to recognize them. They've worked really hard for us and for the small businesses in Manhattan Beach. And, you know, I guess we all thought, maybe some thought, that we were out of the threat, although at the beginning of December, I had friends from all over New York that were closing restaurants or, you know, having cases spike like mad.
No, devastating.
So we were really surprised by the decision to actually not extend, and we really had to act quickly to band together and really communicate how dire the need is to have outdoor dining. So good news is that they recognized the Omicron threat and extended.
Well, Sylvie, I think the upshot is they did listen. So, you know, that definitely is a good thing. And Sylvie, just so our listeners understand, in terms of the outside seating you have, without that variance, you know, you wouldn't be able to have any outside seating because you face a sidewalk. How many guests can you accommodate in that outdoor area?
We have 36 seats.
And every one of those is critically important, particularly on a Friday and Saturday night. Am I right?
Every day. They are critical to us. So we were very scared. We really fought to keep it.
No. Again, you know, we're happy to report some good news because, you know, we're still in this time of uncertainty. We really don't know about the spread of the variant. We don't know how virulent it is. We do know it's very easy spreading. But, you know, we don't know when it really is going to subside. And so, you know, for you, it's day by day. It's week by week. And that outside seating with the space heaters and everything that you have, it's essential. Sylvie, just to remind our listeners, tell us a little bit about your style of Italian cuisine that you serve at Love and Salt. I do think you have a new chef since we last talked, and I know good things are happening.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate you asking, Andy. So we're Italian inspired, really driven by, I guess, you know, the California, the market driven ingredients, but really kind of with an LA vibe. So, you know, we're essentially that, and just inspired by what excites us. And we like to have a lot of fun. And we keep that going. And so we just celebrated 7 years, and we do have a new executive chef, and we will be making him public very soon. And we're super excited, currently working on, you know, getting stabilized because the labor shortage is real and has impacted us. You know, it's been very hard. We're still in the deep struggle of that.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's very hard to keep consistency. I mean, we're known for consistency for sure. But it's very hard to keep that when you've got a turnover, you know, with your kitchen team. It's hard to sustain. You know, to hold it up. So, public, please be patient with restaurants right now. We really need patience and understanding when there's, you know, just when we're trying so hard to keep ourselves up. But soon, I anticipate, you know, the next few months that we'll be launching a new menu, and really excited for that. That kind of marks you know, forward thinking, which we have not been able to do over the last 2 years. It's been day by day.
Survival.
It's still a little bit. Yeah. It's really still day by day, but I don't, it feels a little hopeful. I mean, I know we're not out of the pandemic yet, and it's not endemic according to some experts, but hopefully, you know, we're headed that way. So we're going to go a little, you know, we're forward thinking.
Sylvie, it's all you can do. And, you know, I want our listeners to understand that Sylvie is a very experienced restaurateur. She grew up in the business. She knows food. She knows restaurant operations. And, you know, she really runs a very well-run operation at Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach. And again, you know, we're always holding good thoughts for you. Sylvie, a year ago, really, I think based on need, an organization came together rather quickly in Los Angeles called Regarding Her. It is female chefs and restaurateurs. First of all, it was a networking opportunity for people to share what's going on and try to be able to band together and have a larger voice, but also serving the community. Just very briefly, before we talk about the second annual 10 Days of Regarding Her Festival that's coming up, you know, what is the mission of Regarding Her?
Great. A good question. So we are all about uplifting and advancing women owned, identifying LGBTQ plus, women of color, entrepreneurs of the food and drink, and our whole mission is to uplift and accelerate and advance them, us, and so that's our mission. We're all about that.
Pretty,
and
pretty important.
National now. We are moving national now. So not just LA, but we are expanding into other regions.
But, Sylvie, I'm proud to say that L.A. led the charge. Nationally, unfortunately, Sylvie, because really most of the surviving glossy food publications are based in New York, they have a tendency to forget L.A. or feel it is a stepchild to New York. You know, having spent time in New York and having grown up in L.A., I politely disagree. I actually think, Sylvie, more food trends start in Los Angeles, but that's probably subject of another conversation. But I love the fact that this very dynamic group came together quickly with a need and a cause and ran with it. So, again, I want to give props a little bit to L.A. because we don't necessarily always gloat over what we do. We just do it. Now,
I agree, Andy.
Yeah,
totally agree.
I'm into that. you know, now it was such a shame when Bon Appetit, you know, a decade ago or so, moved their editorial offices from Los Angeles to New York. You know, totally changed their perspective. And it's interesting that there have been a lot of editorial changes there since then. So I leave people to ponder that. But tell us about the encore of 10 days of Regarding Her. I know it's in March. Have the dates actually been set yet, or that's still a little tentative?
Yes.
Okay, good,
yes,
good, good.
March 4th to March 13th, the 10 days Regarding Her festival. And that's going to activate, you know, all through LA County. We have a few, you know, in-person events, you know, carefully administered with, you know, considering COVID. But we have a few, you know, in-person events regarding her events, and then we have a whole bunch of collaborations and exciting activations all across LA County during those 10 days. And the most exciting part of it is we will be launching a discovery guide where you can actually search these events by event type, by location, by food type, by price point. We're launching that in the next couple weeks. So that's going to be at regardingherfood.com. So watch out for that, because that's going to really be a game changer for the festival, and really in terms of people being able to really dig into all of the offerings that we've got on the guide. So that is super exciting. We've grown in membership tremendously. We've grown three times since, so we've gone from 100 members last year to 350 now.
Wow.
In LA, yeah. And then we are rolling out in DC at the same time. So DC will have a festival in the month of March with their growing membership. I think they're at 150 or something now. So very exciting times to be digging in and really exploring these women-owned businesses.
Sylvie, very exciting. Of course, when the schedule is announced, we're going to be doing some more interviews, and 10 Days of Regarding Her is something we're happy to support on the SoCal Restaurant Show. But we wanted to get the advance word out, particularly now that you have your dates set, so people can be looking to that. Sylvie, as we need to say goodbye, where is Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach?
We are downtown Manhattan Beach. Address is 317 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, Manhattan Beach.
And the website?
Loveandsaltla.com.
Pretty easy. Ladies and gentlemen, second generation restaurateur, Sylvie Gabrielle, one of the founders of Regarding Her in Los Angeles, now expanding nationally, and also one of the organizers of 10 Days of Regarding Her, the second annual that's going to be coming up March 4th through 13th. Sylvie, we will continue the conversation. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, Andy.
You're more
Appreciate
than welcome.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're up in Ballard Canyon with the Larner Vineyard and Winery, second generation winemaker, family run and managed operation, and wonderful wines. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.